When it comes to the tefillah, so many people are not excited about it. That's an understatement. And I'm sure there are various reasons why not, and there are various individual reasons why not. But I think that there are some common reasons for most people, or for many people. Many people don't understand the words. Many people don't get the whole concept. Marshach. If I'm worthy of something, I'm supposed to get something, I deserve it, Hashem will give it to me. And if I'm not, what am I wasting my time, or wasting his time, or what am I doing? There's this poshet, that when a person turns to Hashem in tefillah, he connects with Hashem, elevates himself, and now he may very well be the person who wasn't deserving before, but now in this elevated spiritual state of connection to Hashem, I have made myself worthy, and therefore it's a game changer in terms of the results. So I want to share with you a story. I know it happened because my daughter, I'll even mention her name, Mrs. Pollack, who's a teacher in one of the local schools, it happened to her.
What?
It happened to her. You could check with her. She was teaching, I guess it was sometime before Purim. And she was teaching them that on Purim, there's a special thing called HaPeshet Yodoy. Anyone who sticks out his hand is supposed to respond to him. So the Darshonim, I don't know whether it's brought any place authoritative or not, but it seems to be something that's mekubal, that the same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that a person who turns to him on Purim with tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers the tefillah. Special koyach that Purim has. Purim is a day of a special hiskarvus l'Hashem, because Purim, the Goyin points out that Purim has a greater koyach than even the Yom Tov and Pesach, where we celebrate open miracles, because he gives a marshal when a melech had a son who did inappropriate things, and he threw him out of the palace. He's wandering in the forest around the palace, and all of a sudden some animals try to attack him, and his father's guards are right there to save him. Another day, some armed bandits try to assault him, and again the father's guards appear out of nowhere, and a third time another incident. And he wakes up and he says, my father still loves me. And he comes back and he does tshuva and so forth. Because when something is obvious and blatant, sometimes we get blinded by it. But when we discover it on our own, you read the Megillah, you don't see a word about Hashem, but you follow the coincidences, if you will, and you notice that there's Ashkocha that years before HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in motion the Yeshua that's going to come later on. Okay, so Purim is a very special day. There's a greater hiskarvus because we discover the message on our own. We discover that closeness on our own. And Memele Tfilas on Purim had a special koyach. There was a girl in her class that was not very smart. She would ask questions that were not appropriate, not really getting the point. Kids would laugh sometimes. It was a very painful situation. After Pesach, I think it was, she comes back. She starts to ask questions to the point. Grades on a test. A different person. What happened? She asked her. My daughter, when she asked her, what happened? What happened? What else could you say? What happened? Anyway, so she says, remember before Purim, you gave us that whole talk about when you turn to Hashem on Purim, that it doesn't refuse. It has a special power. Well, I spent the whole day Purim begging and crying and begging Hashem to make me smart. Hashem answers tefillas. He's the Shemaya Tfila. This girl became a good student, an excellent student, smart, asking good questions, getting good grades. So Hashem listens to tefillas. Now, of course, we know that tefillah bidemo, tefillah bidemois, has an extra special power. Chazal say, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk, crying with tears. Chazal say, Kol ha-she'orem ninalu, chutz mi-shari dima. All the gates are closed except for shari dima. When a person cries, then the gate is open. That's what someone once told, my son once told me, that has a pshat in the Pasuk, shivchi kamayim libech, noichach pnei Hashem. I pour out my heart like water, I cry, then I'm noichach. Noichach means I'm standing right in front of him. I'm not in front of him, lifnei Hashem, like this, but I'm right in his face, I'm right in front like this, noichach, loshen noichach. It says, that's what happens, because the shari dim are always open. So tefillah is a very, very... One second. Tefillah is a very serious type of an endeavor. It works. It does wonders. It accomplishes. Sometimes some people don't see the accomplishment immediately, and they give up. It's very mistaken, because Sarah Imenu had to be mispal for 90 years until she had a child. And she, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazal say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu misave letfilos and shel tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu craves the tefillos of the righteous. Not that he needs anything from anybody, but it elevates us. We get closer and closer. And I imagine, if you could keep davening for 90 years and still not having been answered, wow, are you getting closer? Because if you can still do it after that, it strengthens rather than detract, but it strengthens the emunah, it strengthens the connection, it grows more and more. Sometimes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees better than we do and knows that what we're asking for is not good for us, it's not going to help us, it's counter exactly the opposite of what we really want in our hearts, and feel as that way the Shiva live. And therefore, he gives us something else instead, doesn't respond immediately, but we know tefillah is a machzo, that tefillah is never turned away empty-handed. Every tefillah that we offer, every tefillah, certainly which has a din tefillah, which is avodah shebelev, which emanates from the heart, something I truly crave, something I truly want, that's going to have an effect. If it isn't immediately, it'll be later. If it isn't for me, it might be for my family, it might be for... But a tefillah is never lost. So we're never wasting our time, and it has a super koyach that it can accomplish. Just want to add to that one more point, is that tefillah can inspire bitochen. And bitochen, seems from the Orach Chaim, that bitochen has a koyach that can even take us beyond tefillah. Because the Orach Chaim, it's a famous Orach Chaim in the Parashas Mishalach, where Moshe Rabbeinu is, the Paro is pursuing them, the Yamsuf is here, wild animals on both sides, and Moshe Rabbeinu is crying out to Hashem, and the Pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Ma titzak elai, Dabar el bnei Yisrael v'yisoh." What are you crying out to me? Tell him to go into the Yam. So the Orach Chaim is bothered. He says, "Ma titzak elai, like, who would you like him to pray to? What's going on here?" And he says that it was a kitrig. The Satan had the ability to interfere with the tefillahs because of the things that they had done in Mitzrayim. And tefillah couldn't help now. But there's a koyach even beyond tefillah. And that's the koyach of emunah bitochon. If a person truly believes in Hashem, and through that belief, and he manages to internalize it to the extent that he's botuach, Hashem's going to help me. I'm not worried. I'm not afraid. I'm not scared. I'm ready to go into the Yam. Ad kedekach. He says, that has a power. Bitochon, emunah, and bitochon has a power that's even beyond tefillah. And tefillah actually inspires emunah. If we pay attention to the psukim, pay attention to what we're saying, every bracha we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Refei Chol Yam Yisroel, that's who you are. Baruch Atah Hashem, Mevorech Hashonim, that's Parnosa. Baruch Hashem, Shemeya Tefillah, you listen to tefillahs. This is it. Once we do that, we inspire bitochon, and the tefillah can serve as an inspiration to bitochon, which can take us even beyond the power of tefillah, which in itself is so powerful. So I just wanted to share that message and to try to be mechazik ourselves in that area.